Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thankfully, when it came to each and every miscast one-time face occupying a space on this list, Vince, Paul, and the rest of the folks calling the shots were given no choice but to give the people what they wanted. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times WWE fans forced a heel turn. Number 10, Edge, 2004. Edge's most recent attempt to turn his back on the WWE faithful was a bit of a disaster from start to finish, really. Who in their right mind wanted to heckle a bloke that had somehow found a way to come back from a career-ending neck injury after nearly a decade away from in-ring competition? Nobody, that's who. This wasn't the first time the rated R superstar had found himself fighting against the tide somewhat, however. Almost 20 years earlier, what was shaping up to be a promising run as WWE's next up-and-coming babyface hero soon took a turn for the worst in 2004. Not long after returning from injury that year, fans quickly realized that Edge's general hero shtick had grown a little stale. And by the time the then Intercontinental Champion rocked up to his hometown of Toronto for SummerSlam 2004, the future world champion was actually booed out of the Air Canada Centre. Sure enough, it wasn't too long before WWE sensed that a significant change-up was needed to salvage their blonde-haired main event project. And by the time the year was out, Edge had finally begun to show flickers of the opportunistic slimeball persona that would ultimately carry him all the way to his first WWE championship. Number 9, Lita, 2005. Now feels like as good a time as any to dive into Edge's one-time real-life and on-screen love Lita's enforced turn to the dark side too. After spending the majority of her much-loved WWE run as an underdog hero, Lita soon felt the wrath of some rather pissed-off parts of the fandom on the back of former partner Matt Hardy revealing the star's real-life affair with Edge online. Before the Team Extreme icon knew what hit her, a decent portion of the fanbase took it upon themselves to rain down vicious chants of "You screwed Matt" and "We want Matt" whenever the on-screen face popped up on WWE programming. The most notable example of which went down during an awkward back-and-forth with a then-heel Trish Stratus in April of that year. Rather than resisting the relentless venom being unjustly hurled Lita's way, though, the call was finally made to have the star align herself with the ultimate opportunist on screen. And the pair would then go on to infamously help blur the lines between kayfabe and reality during their eventual war with Matt throughout the summer. Number 8, Ronda Rousey, 2019. When you can confess to being a legitimate badass former UFC bantamweight champion, having a fondness for genuinely snapping limbs, and haven't exactly been shy about your feelings towards the average wrestling fan, trying to make anyone believe in you as a plucky underdog or lovable anti-hero is always going to be a bit of a tough task. But that still couldn't stop WWE from stubbornly trying to force a heroic Ronda Rousey down fans' throats on two separate occasions during her somewhat brief time in the land of sports entertainment. The first infamous occurrence involved a noticeably flustered Ronnie struggling against the waves of boos sent her way in the lead-up to WrestleMania 35, with the vast majority of the WWE faithful being more interested in cheering on the man at that point in time. And just as the company were forced to have Rousey go on a heelish rampage back in 2019, 2022 also saw the SmackDown Women's Championship challenger finally turn her back on the crowd during her fight with Liv Morgan at SummerSlam, after never quite finding her feet or connecting with fans as a fighting babyface champ on the Blue brand. The lesson here? Just let Rousey bully your favourites and act as a violent, evil end-level boss going forward, yeah? Number 7, The New Day, 2015. After initially being unveiled as a set of annoyingly chipper preachers towards the back end of 2014, fans very quickly wanted nothing to do with Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods as a babyface unit. New Day rocks very quickly became New Day sucks. But instead of ignoring the fact their positive shtick wasn't quite clicking in the way Vinnie Mac initially hoped, the group soon leaned into the negative reaction and doubled down on their painfully enthusiastic ways. The addition of some heelish cheating tactics to get the job done gun in between the ropes, fully cemented the unit as a gloriously entertaining collection of baddies. And when given that little bit more freedom to commit to their goofy personalities whilst being forced to operate on the heel side of the divide, it was only a matter of time before the charismatic forces of nature became too hilarious to genuinely detest. Number 6, Seth Rollins 2019. Much like in 2023, Rollins had found himself organically getting over with the WWE Universe on the back of his consistently thrilling displays in between the ropes, with his weekly eye-catching showcases and babyface fire establishing him as a clear favourite to best the Beast at WrestleMania 35. But upon finally slaying Big Brock, Rollins soon saw his heroic Universal Championship run be somewhat derailed by everything from foolish couple angles, a Baron Corbin battle, and a fiendish debacle. By the time the Beast Slayer had been massacred by Wyatt's Demon Clown at Crown Jewel, just about nobody honestly wanted to cheer on what the babyface Rollins character had become, that being a generic WWE corporate champ who probably should have kept his Twitter activity to a minimum. And so that inevitable fan-enforced heel turn finally went down in the wake of that year's Survivor Series, with Seth morphing into the first form of the eventual vibrant visionary persona fans can't help but sing along with today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 5, Batista 2014. Much like Ronda Rousey fully expected to return to WWE as a full-blown heel just last year, Dave Batista also very much felt that making his long-awaited comeback to the sports entertainment world as a villain was the right way to go back in 2014. But with WWE clearly knowing best, Big Dave was told by the folks in charge that fans would be simply too overjoyed to see the animal to genuinely reject him with merciless boos. And while that was true for a minute there, Batista knew from the get-go that his strength lay in pissing off the WWE crowd, and that his initial warm welcome would inevitably turn sour. And what do you know, that's exactly what went down in next to no time at all, with the former world champion ultimately receiving one of the most jarring reactions in WWE history upon being the unfortunate soul who wasn't named Daniel Bryan to win the 2014 Royal Rumble. Vince finally listened to his MCU superstar not long after, and allowed Batista to revel in the negativity. And when making his final return to the company 5 years later, you better believe there wasn't an ounce of babyface fire to be found in the heartless animal hunting down Ric Flair. Number 4, Alberto Del Rio, 2013. Some folks are just made to be the bad guy. And that was most definitely the case when it came to the effortlessly arrogant Alberto Del Rio throughout the entirety of his WWE career. Despite exuding heel energy from the second he strutted through the sports entertainment door, however, the strange move was made to transform Del Rio into a babyface, who would ultimately go on to become a fighting world heavyweight champion. The only trouble was that most fans simply didn't buy the naturally cocky star as a heroic force of good from the off. And by the time Dolph Ziggler opted to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase on the then big gold belt wearer to the sound of deafening cheers post-Mania 29, it was evident that the Del Rio babyface experiment was reaching its failure of a conclusion. The two would go at it once again at Payback a few months later, and it was here when WWE successfully executed a double switch that had been forced upon them by fans refusing to react to either Ziggles or Del Rio in the way the folks in the back had once hoped. Number 3, The Rock, 1997 and 2003. The Rock's doomed blue chipper days went on to influence the decision to not introduce debuting stars like Kurt Angle as a clean-cut, all-conquering, smiling hero out of the gates. And it's not hard to see why, as there was a time there when it looked as though the Great One's WWE career was pretty much over on the back of being serenaded with countless Die Rocky Die and Rocky Sucks chants during his disastrous early time on the roster. But it was that widespread backlash that provided Rocky Maivia with the fuel to fire up the loudmouth ball of arrogant charisma that was The Rock upon making his return from injury in 1997. And after said game-changing creation of the character that would become the People's Champion, Dwayne Johnson also just so happened to experience a similar wave of rejection 5 years into his near-unmatched popularity. Fans were wise to Rocky's quest to lay the smack down on Hollywood, and were only all too happy to boo him out of the company after losing to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam 2002. But this only provided Rocky with the tools to unleash yet another inspired villain into the universe in early 2003. A Hollywood Rock fond of running down towns with a guitar in hand was brilliantly born, and it simply didn't matter what you thought once again. Number 2, Bayley 2019. Many current WWE fans will likely be holding out hope that Bayley will once again be offered the chance to change things up a little sooner rather than later. Back when the Hugger first made the decision to turn her back on her Bayley buddies around the globe, said call was hugely influenced by the star herself realizing how her one-time passionate following had now grown tired of her pleasant underdog persona. After experiencing some pretty rough spells trying to make the gimmick that had gone down so well in NXT work on the main roster, both Bayley and WWE clearly knew there was no option left but to finally allow the former Raw, SmackDown and NXT Women's and Women's Tag Team Champion the opportunity to give into her dark side in the latter stages of 2019. And those who had once began to overlook Bayley as a serious threat on the main roster were soon forced to sit up and take notice of the soon-to-be role model, after witnessing the newly turned heel take an axe to both her signature ponytail and inflatable sidekicks. Number 1, Randy Orton 2004. After shockingly becoming the youngest World Heavyweight Champion in WWE history at SummerSlam 2004, the support being sent Evolution's Randy Orton resulted in the company feeling they had no choice but to finally pull the trigger on the Legend Killer as their next main event babyface star. But similarly to the likes of the aforementioned Alberto Del Rio, after Triple H and the gang booted the Apex Predator out of their group, the cocky as all hell Orton never quite managed to click as a likable babyface in his subsequent battles with his one-time mentor. A month down the road, Randy was beltless, and he would continue to struggle to infuse the cool charm and arrogance that made him a fan favorite in the first place into his newly heroed up persona. By March of the following year, Orton's drop in popularity and failure to keep fans from turning their attention to his one-time Evolution teammate led to him once again listening to the voices in his head before long. And after ultimately being forced to pivot over to the Animal on the road to WrestleMania 21, it would be a whopping 5 years before WWE even attempted to nudge Randy back towards the light again. You better believe he's going to get a babyface pop when he next turns up though, am I right? And that is our list. Know of any other times WWE fans forced a heel turn? Then let us know all about them in the comments section right down below, and do not forget to like, share and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. I have been Babyface Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for watching this lovely video today. Hopefully I'll see your pretty damn faces rather soon, but in the meantime, just be good to yourself, because you all right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.